Well, good morning. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, our gracious King, we come to you this morning giving you all praise, all honor, and all glory. We thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for this TMC call, for blessing Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Lord, for just being so faithful. We are calling this Thank You, Lord, Thursday because we have so much to be thankful for. Thank you for the D.A.C. de Leon family, Lord, and we ask you continue to watch over them and keep them. Thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning, that the word, oh God, will enrich, enhance, and empower them today. Thank you, Father, for a speaker who will bring the word, Lord. Father, that you use the speaker mightily in the name of Jesus, and that whatever their hands touch, Lord, as they prosper therein, and that you strengthen them along the way. And now, Lord, we thank you that Satan has no place on this call. Oh, my God, that because this call has already been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, everything will go forth with clarity. And we just thank you, Lord, that we can take the word we hear today and be a blessing to someone else. We give you praise, and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a blessed day as we are thanking the Lord. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Thank you for that tag. God is so good. God bless you, my sister.
Thank you, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for greeting us this morning and starting our day. Hallelujah. I'm thanking the Lord. I got so much to thank him for. My name is Minister Wanda, and I'm from Chicago. Hallelujah. The Windy City. The city. The city. Hallelujah. And I would like to tell you a little bit about this call, how we all got started, how we all came together. And it's by two phenomenal women of God, co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They were called and they accepted the call. They said yes. And this was also established on a scripture, which is Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it reads, "To enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day." And I invite you to invite your friends, your family, because it's a wonderful way to start your day. It's a blessing to me, and I know it will be a blessing to you. We also have a website, which is www.themastercall.net. Again, that's www.themastercall.net. And all our messages have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for this year is, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams, and he is truly doing just that. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, such as Minister Willa did, a host, such as yours truly, or if you have a word in your belly from the Lord, or you may even have a prayer request or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, God has blessed us to be a part of this phenomenal company, and this is what brought us all together, is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And we are now Artist Life. We have many great products to help the world become healthy. Now, if you find out more about our company, you can go to artistlife.com and get with the person that invited you if you want to know more about our company, and I know you do. Now, after this call is the new morning motivational call. A team of great leaders all giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. Now, you can call them on, they can be reached on this number, at this number, which is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617. Again, it's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. And today is Testimonial Thursday. So I'm sure you would love to hear some of the great testimonies. Now, I would like to ask you to be with us. Hallelujah. Join us in our Artists United Conference that's going to be in Las Vegas. Hallelujah. I know that you would love to be there. So all you have to do is make arrangements and meet me there. And now, you can also, I'm going to get out the way because I'm getting ready to say something and I need to get off the speaker's time. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to introduce the speaker, which is a man of God. Hallelujah. That loves the Lord. And his name is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Evick is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Evick officials Sunday worship service at the Cross the Park Apart. Pastor Everett official Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministry Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And I'm going to present to some. Hallelujah. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away, my brother.
God bless you. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction. God bless you. and may God smile upon you. Good morning, TMC family and the artist family at large. It's a blessing to be here. I want to acknowledge Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon for having this platform and opportunity to share. To God be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he's yet doing. Just want to invite your attention to turn with me, if you would, to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, looking at verses 1 through 10. James chapter 4, starting at verse 1, reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace. Therefore he says God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Amen. Verses 1 through 10. Wants to talk about problem solving. There's an art, I'll say, to solving problems. And James talked about, where do wars and fights come from among you? He asked a question, and he deals with that throughout Scripture. And many times we have problems. We blame the devil. We say, well, the devil made me do it. Or we say the devil's busy, and when it rains, it pours. Every time I turn around, something's going on here, there, and everywhere. But we sometimes don't realize sometimes the problem is us, and we have an issue with some things within. And one of the issues within we call pride. Amen. Pride, amen, sometimes is the problem. We don't want to deal with that. So there is a need to deal with that issue. But let's go here. It says, there's a fine balance between pride and confidence. On the positive side, confidence is necessary for success. On the negative side, however, pride often leads to self-destruction. We want to be confident in what God has given us to do and what God thinks of us. Yet, we don't want to have a big head and an inflated opinion about ourselves. God wants us to have a good self-image, but not to be proud. And there are pitfalls of pride. God's word and pride and humility conquers pride. We want to deal with those areas. Pitfalls of pride, first of all, we all need the faith to develop confidence in God. Yes, we do. And being careful not to place our confidence in ourselves. Pride motivates people to do what is best for themselves, even at the expense of others. Pride tells people that they deserve to be rewarded, promoted, and applauded. Pride won't allow people to admit their weaknesses and reach out for help. In fact, pride is the greatest factor in keeping people from seeking counseling because they don't think that they need anyone's help in dealing with their problems. Some people are so proud and self-confident that they won't even consult the Lord. They can't trust God with their lives because they prefer to trust their own instincts and abilities. When some people begin to experience a degree of success, they become overly confident of their own abilities. They behave as if no one else in the world can do what they can do. That is to say, they get an exaggerated sense of their own importance and are puffed up with pride, making it difficult for most people to work with them. They may become boastful, arrogant, and rude. Boasting is their way of trying to look good when they suspect that they are not good. is a private advertising business. A little campaign to publicize an image of themselves. Arrogance is an anxious grasp for power when they fear that they are weak. Rudeness is putting people down in order to hold themselves up. So those are some pitfalls of pride, and that's something we have to deal with. Of course, the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean unto thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we have to acknowledge him in all our ways. God has a way of leading us and guiding us. But if pride steps in, we're going to say, well, I know where I'm going, I know what I'm doing, and I got this. But a lot of times we don't realize we don't always have it. So there's pitfalls of pride. Now, let's see what God's word has to say in pride. Pride is a root expression of our sinful nature. Pride is so puffed up with its own importance that it can't listen to another voice with a contrary opinion to its own. Both the Old and New Testament use pride in a negative sense. Pride causes Adam and Eve to violate God's word, Genesis 4:6. Pride motivated Satan to rebel against God, which led to his fall, Isaiah 14:13, 14 in Ezekiel 28:11-19, are often taken as descriptions of Satan's fall. Pride, which motivated this powerful angel to set his will against God's, is portrayed as the culprit. In the New Testament, Paul warns against several expressions of pride. Pride is particularly dangerous in the non-Christian who seeks to earn salvation. Because salvation is and must be a work of God for human beings rather than a work of human beings for God. Reliance on one's own efforts distorts the gospel's message. Salvation is a gift of God. It is through faith in Jesus Christ, not because of any self-achievement in which a person could take pride. Paul wrote, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast, according to Ephesians 2:8-9. The Bible says that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, Proverbs 3:34. And Jesus exemplified the virtues of meekness, kindness, and humility, according to Matthew 5:3-10. So we look at the pitfalls of pride, God's word, and pride. Now let's see what humility has to say. We know that humility conquers pride. Humility, on the other hand, is always looking for someone to listen to, not for someone to talk to. Humility bends near those who are hurting, focusing attention on the need. Pride tells people they don't need anyone else. Humility tells them that they can't do nothing without God. Humility reminds people that God is the source of their gifts and abilities. He alone can empower people to serve him. Pride is the arrogant refusal to let God be God. Pride is saying, I'm something apart from God. Humility says, I am something because of God. Love, by its very nature, is humble. Love is primarily concerned with the other's well-being, irrespective of the cost to itself. Love isn't puffed up with its own importance. Love empties itself in self-sacrifice, making the other person feel good. Love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So, how do we grow humility? First, we need a healthy view of God. When Isaiah looked through the door of heaven in prayer, he said, I saw the Lord, Isaiah 6:1. He saw the Lord in all his majesty and glory and worship. And then he saw himself and realized his own great sinfulness, according to Isaiah 6:5. Second, we spend a lot of time in worship. We use the word of God as the mirror. Every time we read the Bible, we look for the Lord, and then we look at ourselves. When we look into God's word, we have to see not only him, but a reflection of who we are. Finally, we can also do a lot of praising. Gratitude helps us cope with pride and keeps us where we should be. humbly thanking God for who he is and what he is doing through us. In other words, to God be the glory. It's not about self-seeking our own glory. So we have to realize that there are problems and life comes and life happens, and we have to realize that. But we have to check out what's the root of the problem. Is it our pride? Is it our arrogance? Are we trying to do things on our own instead of realizing that God's word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not about us. Yes, we may be educated. Yes, we may have talent. We may have giftedness. But realize that in humility, we are exalted. Amen. The word says, humble ourselves above the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us in due time. So instead of getting, puffed up and beside ourselves, we have to look to God and give him the glory. Realize that we are great because the greater one lives inside of us. Greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. So problem solving, we have to deal with those issues. And here's some reasons. I'm about to close. The reason for our problems is, number one, hedonism or hedonism, verses 1 through 3, James chapter 4. James offers the answer to his own question, the source of their problems, their own self-centered search for pleasure. The Greek term he uses is the root word for hedonism, like symptoms of a disease. Their emotions revealed selfish goals, lust, envy, quarrel, and fighting. Number two, the results of our problems, hostility, verses 4 through 6 of James chapter 4. Hedonism always leads to hostility because the people got so caught up in their own pursuits. They became hostile toward others and God. They were like adulterers who so badly wanted self-fulfillment, they forgot their marriage. And number three, the remedy to our problems is, of course, humility, verses 7 through 10. Since God opposes the proud but helps the humble, the solution lies in asking humbly for God's grace. These people hadn't asked for anyone's help, according to verse 2. And most of the time, humility brings both peace and solution. So humble is the way. And the songwriter put it this way, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. So it takes a humble heart, a humble person, to acknowledge the fact that we need our Heavenly Father. God bless you. May God keep you. Back to you, my dear minister host. God bless you. That's it.
Oh, Pastor Everett?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm sorry I was muted. Thank you so much for that profound word. And shortly I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you thanking you and praising you for another day, Lord God. Thank you for our speaker. I pray that everything that Pastor Everett has placed out, put out, Lord, restore it back into him in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, help us, Father God, to search our hearts, Lord. If there's any pride there, Lord, please take it out in the name of Jesus. We want to stay humble before you. In Jesus' name, have thine own way. Fix us, Lord, that we may be fit for the master's use. And, Lord God, we lift up Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa, Lord, asking you to bless them in a very special way, Lord. Continue to use them in Jesus' name. Grant them the desires of their heart. And Father God, we will forever give you the glory. We lift up our artist's life, Lord God. Bless them, Lord. Give them what they need, Lord. Help artist's life family come together even the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up the sick. Cover them, Lord, that are ill. Heal them. deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we won't fail to praise you, Father God. The bereaved families, Lord, comfort them. Give them peace and strengthen them as they go through, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then the TMC family, Lord, everyone upon the listening of my voice and those that are not able to get on the call, Father, bless them, Lord God. Have your way. Bless them to meet their goals in Jesus' name. And we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now, I'm sure you want to hear this playback, this powerful message. And to do so, the number is 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677-pound. Again, that's 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677-pound. And remember, we will be in Las Vegas. Meet us there at the Monte Carlo Hotel, September the 22nd to the 24th. I know you want to see my face, and I want to see your face in the place. Now, our next call is the new motivational call. The number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. And thank you once again, Pastor Everett. Hallelujah for that powerful message. Will you please come and close us with the benediction?
Sure, thank you. God bless you, Minister Wanda. Now to him that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you.